Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
I don't know how it would feel to have sex with a hooker. Like, well, nor do I have to worry about that.
Welcome to the day.
No. But like, how? Like, what do you do? Like, is there like little preamble talk?
Well, in sex ed, you know, they tell you a lot.
No. But like, it's awkward, right? Like, what? You just give her money and things get going. Because I go into my doctor's office yesterday. I know, bad segue, but it's an awkward thing because we're talking about life. We're talking about Ethan going down south. I slowly start with some of my ailments, like a little skin tag on my back or like a cyst. Then I got my I have tennis elbow, and then should we get to it? I say, yeah, we should get to it. So yeah.
He knew.
No, he knew. Well, I told him before. Lay on my left side, knees up to your chest.
Right.
You hear the whoosh, and you hear the. lube, like, whatever. He goes, okay. Then he's very good, Dr. Haru. He explains to me. Here's where the prostate is. What I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Now take a deep breath in. And dude lost his watch. He was in there feeling around all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, man. I left there saying to myself, if there's a reason to stay out of prison, that's it. That's it.
Right, yeah.
So, but here's the thing, though. Little bit of an enlarged prostate.
Oh, really?
That's why I have a drip.
That's not good.
No. That's kind of common for a guy my age because I didn't feel any bumps. How he could tell if there was a bump? Mm-hmm. But here's the funny thing. Okay, this is why I'm saying this early. Enjoy your breakfast. He gets in there. Yeah. I'm talking to him, and I said, so, like, where does this rank on the... You know, the least liked part of your job. He goes, well, believe it or not, Ballsy, there are a lot of things that are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
This would be one of them, but it's probably not at the top of the list. And he never went into it, so that's fine. But he goes, oh, yeah, you can see those hemorrhoids you're talking about.
No, I was like, come on. Jesus. So I'm like,
I know. I'm just like, come on. I felt terrible for him. Like, I scrubbed that thing out, too.
Well,
like,
yeah. I was going to say, you better clean
I told you what.
Go.
If it's possible to floss your ass, I did.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Our cases surged a bit in Saskatchewan, but nothing compared to what they're seeing in the States, right? Mm-hmm. And around the world. Here's some coronavirus stories for you. They're saying another reason not to leave the house anytime soon. Public places may have to shut down their air conditioning this summer because the way that the air conditioning recirculates air can spread coronavirus.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that... I don't know. Does that?
I don't know.
I'm going to trust the scientists on that and say, okay.
A pub in Cornwall, England has installed an electric fence in front of a bar inside to keep people at a safe distance from bartenders.
The thing is, though, when drunk people get around electric fences, anybody in Saskatchewan knows this. If you got a buddy with a farm who has electric fences, you can't tell me you haven't sat there and got hammered and everybody lines up and the... touch the electrical fence. Or maybe that was just me. I don't know.
You know how excited I am to send... that's good. You know how excited I am to send my son down to the States with all this going on?
Check this out.
Florida just broke the record for the most coronavirus cases in one day, and people are still holding anti-mask rallies. California just announced that several businesses have to shut down again. Like, they allowed restaurants and theaters and bars and gyms to open.
Yeah.
But now they have to shut down again. So keep that in mind when we're talking about kind of being in our own little world here and kind of get laissez-faire, so to speak.
Here's something to keep in mind too. Ontario is just starting to talk about opening gyms. Like, Ontario is just starting to talk about opening restaurants and gyms and things like that. Think of how long we've been going already with that stuff open.
And here's a sign of just how unprepared the U.S. was for a pandemic. Houston, which is the is it the third, fourth largest city in the States, I think.
Yeah.
Eight million people.
Right.
They're having trouble tracing coronavirus cases because they're relying on the labs faxing results to one fax machine. One. That is sadly hilarious.
This in on the newsreel. Come on.
Man.
You know what, man? I actually, so with the surge in cases over the weekend,
yeah,
I'm starting to get a little concerned. I was at Good Spirit Lake on the weekend, and I was on the beach, and it was really busy. It was packed. And I actually, that was the first time in a while where we were there, and I look at Callie and I go, we shouldn't be here.
Well, you know,
like, it's too busy. So now I'm setting back a little bit.
You know
now.
Where it's really hit home for me? My mom's in the hospital with another bypass surgery.
Right.
And only two people can go. So my dad goes.
Yeah.
And my sister goes. It's
right.
The only two people can go. You can't change it out.
Oh,
so
really?
So I can only see my mom on, like, fortunately on FaceTime.
Right.
Or via a phone call like last night. But that kind of sucks.
Yeah. And also, last night I was sitting around waiting for your fax all night.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yesterday was a, I heard your break about Kelly Preston and how she passed away.
Yeah.
And I really didn't even know she was sick.
Yeah.
So she passed away, and that's sad. A few days ago, Naya Rivera from Glee took her four-year-old son out on the water.
Crazy story.
And she ended up drowning. Now, they're saying it doesn't look like foul play or suicide. What they figure was, in that area, there are currents, especially in the afternoon.
Yeah.
They think she may have got him to the boat.
Right.
Maybe by the four-year-old describing to them, but got him to the boat, but she couldn't make it to the boat. They found the boat floating and the kid sleeping on the boat.
Ugh.
But they found her body now, 33 years old, and they found her body on the day, 7 years to the day, that Corey Monteith from Glee also killed himself.
Yeah, and this morning hearing word that Grant Imahara, the host of MythBusters, he died.
Wow. He's
young. He's 49 years old. They say he died suddenly from a brain aneurysm.
Whew.
So,
happens in threes, man.
You know, I'm hearing more and more about brain aneurysms. Like, this is becoming more a thing. Like, I know it's always been a thing, but maybe they're just coming to note more lately.
Yeah.
I don't know. But they're scary. Like, just out of nowhere. And you never know when it's your time, right? Like,
well, I had a very good cousin of mine who was pregnant at the time. She passed away from one of those.
Right.
She went into the hospital with a headache, and they thought, it was a weekend. They thought, she's just hung over or whatever.
Right, yeah.
And then she ended up passing away.
Oh, man.
Passing away, yeah. So.
Sad stuff. We wish we had better news for you.
Well,
on that
I
front.
Mean, what are you going to...
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
This happened recently, Chad, actually when you're on holidays. I never did get to it, but we got a Facebook message from a listener in Kansas City. Her name's Brooke.
Okay.
So she goes, love your guys' show. Recently, my daughter's 21st birthday, and with everything going on, coronavirus, protests, loss of her childhood best friend, she said what she wanted to do was, one, legally buy her first drink. She's 21. Two, drink, obviously. And three, take pictures. So what did we do? After a much-needed nap, I woke her up. We went out, took pictures, took her to her favorite gourmet burger joint. The guy was flirting with her, made her White Claw with cherry syrup. So,
White Claw.
Yeah, so that was her first drink,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, no,
then we went
sense.
Home and we proceeded to have Buzz Balls, which is 15% alcohol in a little can.
Okay.
And she had five different shots. Then I put her to bed with a bucket beside her bed and tucked her in. Am I a bad mom because I helped my 21-year-old get drunk?
I wouldn't say bad mom. No, 20. Again, I always find it so weird in the States you can't drink till you're 21. Yeah, whatever. I mean, you're the parent.
I think she's responsible. I'd rather have... Like, where was your first drinking incident? Mine was...
My first drinking incident? Oh, God, I was young. Yeah.
Yeah.
15? Yep. 16, maybe?
Mine was, I had one in high school, but the one that's very vivid for me was the Rams rookie party.
Right.
And we went to, it used to be in the old Landmark Hotel in South Albert there. There was a bar there. I forget the bar's name. Anyway, went there and I got, oh my God, dry heaving. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was German, a lot of German cough syrup.
Yeah.
And Jägermeister.
It's
and yeah.
It's not German. I don't think it's German. But,
what do you mean it's not German?
No,
that's German.
It's from the Netherlands, I believe.
It's German cough syrup.
We're not going to get into it. So my 19th birthday, it was when you could still smoke cigarettes in bars.
Oh, okay.
And it was at a place called Overdrive in Saskatoon. And this place was like, At the time, it was brand new, so it was like the place to be. So we go there, and we have our fun, and everybody's buying me shots, and it was my 19th, so I had to do 19 shots. Yeah. Wow. No, my friends are dicks. So I do that. I get through it. Can't remember much after that, but I do remember my cousin having to pick cigarette butts out of my pitcher of Rye and Coke because... Oh. My buddies are just coming up and throwing their cigarettes in my drink. Like, oh, man. And I'm still friends with these
great
losers.
Great friends, yeah.
You have questions, we have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancers? Every day, Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text, we'll have a theory. 936-WOLF, we're like Siri. Every day, Q&A.
I'll start, Chad, since I took yesterday off. Sure. Hey, guys, where do you like to pick your nose? In my car. Yeah. I'm bad. Like, when I'm driving around, it's 2 o'clock.
What do you do with it? Like, do you
flick it on the floor.
Oh, come on!
Well, I vacuum.
I'm never going in your vehicle.
Well, not all the time.
Oh, come on!
Not all the time.
I used to have a buddy who used to wipe it underneath his seat. And he wasn't...
No, I don't do that.
He didn't even hide it. He just did it.
The best is when you... When you think you got one, and it's a small one, and you pull it, and it's this huge, long one. It feels like you pulled out your brain. Where do you pick your nose?
Oh, yeah, for sure I do. I'm not a generally a like an up-to-the-wrist picker, but I'm around the rim. You know? Like, I do the old... Around the old Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
This one coming in. What do you think golfers do when they retire? Brad's wondering that.
That's a good point.
That's a great question because most people, when they retire, they golf. I think golfers probably golf. I think they continue golfing.
What is lazier than golf? Shuffleboard, maybe.
I don't know, man. I'm going golfing this afternoon, and I'm going with Mark Johnston.
Yeah.
From My92, and he's a real healthy guy.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think he's going to probably want to walk the course. I'm like, ugh.
But you can drive. Social distance. Say you got to drive. You got to keep your distance from him. Yeah, I don't know what they do. Shuffleboard,
yeah, I don't know.
Bingo,
drink.
I don't know. Hey, what's the strangest thing you've ever eaten, guys? For me, it's a peanut butter and pickle sandwich.
Really? That's the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a prairie oyster?
I don't like oysters. What is a prairie oyster? What is it?
You know what? Google image it.
I don't want to. I don't want to.
I've had the weirdest thing I ever ate was beef tongue. Like, I ate a cow tongue one time. I didn't know it was. It was one of those dinner in the dark things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I think I ate a whole bunch of horrible things that night. Jason, do you guys say lunch and dinner or dinner and supper?
It's a tough one. I do dinner and supper.
I'm not a fancy French man. I do lunch and supper. Lunch is the midday meal. Supper is the
We always came home for dinner from school. Mom made us her mac and cheese. By the way, it's National Mac and Cheese Day. And then, and then supper.
Okay.
Dinner and supper. What's the most awkward situation you guys have been in? Together? I don't know. Actually, together is when we got in trouble for ringing the bells for Salvation Army at the mall.
That was really awkward. Oh, boy. That was really weird.
Individual.
And then we got in trouble for complaining about it.
Yeah.
Because they filed complaint, and we were there raising money for charity, whatever.
The mall got mad at us. Yeah,
it was super awkward.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin James is trying to shake us down there. Anyway, the one personally for me just happened yesterday. I went for for my physical.
Yeah,
the doctor
yeah.
checked my prostate. I think I just found his watch.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
A Casio?
You're
a doctor. I thought you could afford better. But I do appreciate it's a calculator watch, just in case he's got to get my blood pressure or something.
He's not going to wear a dress watch when he's checking my ass.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's just been announced that Canada and the U.S. have agreed to keep the borders closed for another 30 days. Mm-hmm. So August 21st is when the new open date has been set. And even then, I mean, come on.
Yeah, my son and I had a good conversation about this yesterday. And he was actually the one. I'm trying to pump his tires. He's a little anxious. He's going down to a new place, doesn't know anybody.
Yeah, and he's going to North Dakota.
And I get deprived of the parental thing of taking your kid to college, getting settled in, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, Dad, you realize you might not see me till the new year. Yeah. It could happen that way. Because with the way football goes, he's on a scholarship. If they push their football till the new year, which I'm expecting them to do because other conferences are, then maybe he has to stay there, and I'm going to have to go down at Christmas or something. I don't know.
Even then, you're going to have to self-quarantine.
For 2 weeks there, and then 2 weeks when I come back. Yeah. Like, it's a headache, man.
August 21st, though. So if you had any holidays planned to go down there, which I'm sure most people don't, but if you did, you're going to have to change them. This is how you get sucked into the vortex that is the internet. And out of challenging times comes great ingenuity, and this is it. A website, I've put the link up on our Facebook page. A website will generate a 90s festival for you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where it gets even better. So here, I'll click on it, and they'll generate a 90s festival for me. So this 90s festival, day one, is headlined by the Red Hot Chili Peppers and The Offspring, and it also has Ben Harper Live, Eagle Eye Cherry, and a whole bunch of great smaller bands as well. And then day two is headlined by Blink-182, Sting for some reason, Silverchair, Soul Asylum in there. But here's where it gets even better. So it gives you the list of all the bands that would be in your 90s festival, and then you click on the act, you click on their name, and it gives you live footage of one of their shows from the 90s.
From a festival.
Right. So you have your own festival at home.
Yeah, it's awesome. And the best thing about it, other than what you just said, which is really cool, and somebody has way too much time on their hands doing this.
That's crazy.
But you don't have to pay $8 for a bottle of water.
Right.
There's no porta potty.
Yeah.
And you can shower.
And yeah, that's right. Exactly. And every single fest, every time you click on it, you get a totally different festival.
Yeah. It's cool. It is really cool, actually.
So you're going to get sucked into this vortex big time. If you're working from home this week, believe me, you ain't working anymore. So I've posted the link again. Go to facebook.com/thewolfrocks and you can try it out for yourself.
It's the first time since Chad and Ballsy have been doing the show in almost 10 years that our show ends at 8:25 because we're going to get sucked in right now.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.